Now you know that you've been doing business with a thief.
A secondhand store owner's sketchy inventory.
Somebody filed a police report because their place was burglarized.
Some of the similar items were in my store.
Mr. Nunez sold you a stolen dirt bike.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not getting a good feeling.
Was his supplier on the up and up?
I did ask him where he get the merchandise. He said he got in the storage unit.
Could be. I could be 5'10 and 40, but I'm not.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Kenneth Kaplan is suing pawn shop owner Eric Nunez for selling him a stolen mini bike.
Order, all rise.
This is case number 218 on the calendar in the matter of Kaplan versus Nunez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. Kaplan, Mr. Nunez sold you a stolen dirt bike.
Yes, ma'am.
And you want your money back.
Yes, I do.
That's what the case is about. And Mr. Nunez says, well, somebody sold it to him, and he'll give you the name of that person. Go get your money back from him.
Actually, he said he'd pay us back.
But... just a second. I'm just telling you what his position now is.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm going to start with Mr. Nunez, because that's where the story begins. You're in the pawn shop business.
I have a secondhand store. I sell secondhand products. I don't pawn. I just buy, and I resell.
Where?
On Main Street, Hartford, Connecticut.
So you buy outright?
Yep.
Not on consignment?
Nope.
And because you buy things outright, and you're not a pawn shop, because a pawn shop has certain legal requirements,
yep.
Right?
Yes.
You have the same ones as a pawn shop?
Similar, but not the same.
Right. You have different ones?
Yes.
Because a pawn shop has to do certain things when it mm-hmm. makes a sale.
Correct.
Somebody just comes into you and says, I have this dirt bike.
Yep, no chance to get in the back. You sell me the dirt bike, it's mine.
Right. And as soon as you bought this dirt bike, which was when?
June 14th.
Can I see the paperwork on it? And tell me about the person who you bought it from. Had you ever bought merchandise from that
yes,
person?
Yes, I've been buying.
Shh. Listen to me carefully. I'm speaking. And let me finish my sentence. Did you ever buy merchandise from this person before?
Yes.
How many times?
About 4 or 5 times for the past year prior to that.
I'm sure over the last 4 or 5 times over a year's period that you've bought merchandise from him, you struck up conversations with him.
Yes.
What's his name?
Scott.
Scott what?
Scott.
And what does he do for a living?
I never got to see what he does for a living.
I didn't ask you whether you saw what he did for a living. Didn't you say to him, hey, guy, you know, what do you do for a living? You got all this stuff that you're selling. What do you do?
I did ask him where he get the merchandise. He said he got it in a storage unit.
He said he got it from a storage unit. Now, tell me what other kind of merchandise you bought from Scott.
Lawn equipment, weed whackers, backpack blowers, pretty much just lawn equipment.
Kind of stuff that you can get right out of a garage.
Possibly.
Or a storage unit. Where else would you keep all that equipment?
A storage unit.
Why would you keep it in a storage unit?
Too much stuff in your garage. You got keep. You got things like what are they called? People that keep a bunch of stuff.
Hoarders.
Hoarders. There we go. They could be a hoarder. Keep their lawn equipment in a storage unit.
Could be.
Somebody could have passed away.
Could be.
A bunch of possible.
I could be 5'10" and 40, but I'm not. Well, I'm looking at this, sir, and I'm not getting a good feeling because this guy must have had a really big storage unit. If he sold you merchandise 4 or 5 times in the past year, and on this one occasion alone, a Craftsman power washer, Honda generator, a weed whacker, Craftsman chainsaw, a backpack blower, a name of it with a serial number, an Echo backpack blower, and a Honda moped. On just this one occasion, you bought all this stuff from him. From him in an area that you describe in your answer, where you have your business, a high crime rate. That's what you say in your answer.
Yes.
That's what you say. Now, so you see, the question is, since this is your business, and you're supposed to, as far as I'm concerned, do the best you can to ensure that you're not buying stolen merchandise, the burden is on you. I don't know how much you paid for the moped, because for all this stuff, you gave Scott $1,100. Now, that was on June 14th. Then you got a visitation from the police.
Yep, state trooper.
State troopers. On what date did you get a visitation from the police?
Oh, sometime early July.
So within a month?
Yep.
Or 2 weeks? And I want you to tell me about the conversation you had, because he has all the paperwork, easily verified. I want you to tell me about the conversation you had with the police.
The police came in.
Look at me.
The police came in. He asked me for a few things, for a couple
items.
What
do you mean, a few things?
A few things that belong to the owner.
What do you mean, belong to the owner? How did the cops get to you? Are you a known fence in the area? Are you the person that people say, well, if we're looking for stolen merchandise, we're going to go to Mr. Nunez's store because that's where we're going to find the stolen merchandise? Or you think that he was a Karnak character? He could look in a crystal ball. How did he get to you?
Somebody filed a police report with a bunch of for their belongings, one of them being a dirt bike.
Right.
And some of the other stuff.
And
the state
trooper. How did that lead to you? Somebody filed a police report because their place was burglarized.
Yep. The state trooper looked in his database and seen that some of the similar items were in my store. He came down to my store and made a visit.
Well, how did he find out that they were in your store? He went online? You were selling them online?
The police has a database. I send him paperwork every week saying what comes into the store and what doesn't. I have a list of stuff that he sold me that day. So some of the items were similar to some of the items that were missing from whoever it belonged to, because I still don't know who actually got robbed for their belongings. So he came down, he verified a few things, looked at a couple of serial numbers. He took about $1,100 worth of stuff. He asked me where the bike was, and I told him I sold it to Ken Captain Computers.
Did you tell them that Mr. had sold you stuff four or five other times?
Yes, but none of the stuff he had brought back was stolen. None of the stuff he sold to me, all the stuff he sold to me in the past, never came back stolen, so I didn't question him when he sold me this package deal.
I'm just asking you, did the police ask for those other receipts?
No, they did not.
Did you show them to him?
The receipts, yes.
For all the other stuff, the other four or five transactions?
Well, they weren't there for that, for the prior stuff he sold me. They were there just for the dirt bike and all the other stuff he sold me.
That's not what I'm asking you. Now you know that you've been doing business with a thief. So would you volunteer the information? You know, I've had dealings with him four or five times over the last year. You want to see what else I bought from him?
I didn't ask them. They usually just come there for a specific case. They try to solve a specific case for somebody.
How much did you pay him for the bike?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Your Honor. $450.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $450. That's all. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Eggert versus Lilly. Step forward.
Videographer Richard Eggert is suing former client Matthew Lilly for the cost of a music video.
Mr. Eggert, you made a music video for the defendant and his band members.
Yes, Your Honor.
You had an agreed contract, which the defendant does not dispute, which was for your negotiated fee of $1,200 for the video.
Yes, Your Honor.
You made the video. The band, according to the defendant, didn't pay you. The defendant says he didn't pay you because of the quality of the work that you did.
Correct.
However, and I don't really care about the quality of it just yet, because I can narrow the issue based upon your complaint. You say that you have a witness who was part of the band. The band is no longer in existence. It went in the wind. But you have a band member. Would that be you?
Yes.
Who was going to testify? Mr.
Forbes.
Mr. Forbes. That you, in fact, and the other band members gave Mr. Lilly the $1,200 to pay the plaintiff. Did you do that?
Yes, Your Honor.
When did you give him the $1,200?
We gave it to him over a period of time in separate shares from each band member.
How much did you give him?
I gave him $300, which was the result of a sold guitar, and the portion of $300 was my share.
Who sold the guitar? The defendant?
Yes.
Was it a guitar that had been purchased by the whole band?
No.
Whose guitar was it?
My guitar.
And to whom did he sell the guitar?
Guitar Center.
Were you with him?
No.
But you gave him the guitar to sell?
I did not.
You mean he sold it without your permission?
We had an agreement prior to, and we had talked about it.
You had an agreement with Mr. Lilly?
Prior to, and we said, I will sell one of my guitars, because I have several. For whatever amount they were going to give us, because you can't request.
No. What were you going to sell your guitar for?
For my share of the music video.
Okay, now I got it. How many band members were there in total?
Including him, five.
And what are their names?
At the time, it was Mike, Ben, Josh, myself, and Matt.
Do you know that the other three band members contributed to Mr. Eggert's fee?
They did not.
They did not. So the only one who did was you.
Well, they didn't contribute directly to him. They contributed their shares to him.
Were you a witness to that?
Yes.
Where did that happen?
One was in a cash exchange, and one was a direct deposit into her bank account.
Who's her?
She would be his ex-girlfriend.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you sell his guitar?
Yes, I did.
How much did you get for it?
$600.
What did you do with the money? What did you do with the money?
And later today...
You want Mr. Anderson to pay the $900 and another $4,000 so that you could put a down payment on another car.
Yes.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Videographer Richard Eggert says former client Matthew Lilly owes for the cost of a music video he produced for Matthew's band. Matthew claims the video was subpar.
Now, do you have any paperwork, by the way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To show that other people deposited money in your account in order to pay?
Only him? One of the band boys. Well, they quick paid me to my Chase account, and right away I took out the money.
And what did you do with it?
I gave it to Matt. We were in the car waiting at
You gave it
ATM.
To him? To Mr. Lilly?
Yes.
Did you sell his guitar?
Yes, I did.
How much did you get for it?
$600.
What did you do with the money? What did you do with the money?
I gave him half.
You gave him $300?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And what did you do with the other $300?
The other half went towards band expenses. We had photos that we did. We had artwork. We had a publisher.
Show me.
I don't have any with local bands. There's really not a whole lot of receipts. It's all kind of cash transactions. However, he did make a false police report against the police by me. And I actually have it right here saying that I stole the guitar and sold it without his permission.
Just a second. You sold it, gave him $300,
yes.
And he says the other $300 was... The other band members are very easy to get in touch with.
Correct.
Very easy to get in touch with. She says that one of the other band members put $300.
No, put $250 into her account. Yes, but it was money that he owed me that I fronted him for band expenses. It was not for the video shoot at all.
Was he responsible for all the money? Why did you give Mr. Lilly the money to hold and then to turn over to the plaintiff who had made the video? Why? Was he the business manager? What was he?
It was his idea to do the video, and he insisted that he be in charge of everything top to bottom, including contact with Rick, which we were not permitted to have per Matt.
I did not.
You did not what?
I did not insist that I was the person in charge. They always put the bulk of the things, like talking to people, in the communication person. So, yes, I was the contact
did
with Rick.
Did you shoot the video?
Yeah, we shot the video.
And you didn't like the product?
Correct.
That's too bad. Don't use him again. Don't use him again.
However,
don't use him again.
You disagree.
You have to pay him.
I disagree.
I don't care whether you disagree or not. Your feeling about it, legally untrained, is not something that I care about.
I understand.
Very good. So let me ask you a question. He performed a service.
Yes.
A service that you found unsatisfactory.
Correct.
It's like I hire a band for my wedding. The band comes and plays at the wedding. They're a little off key, but they stay for the wedding. Everybody dances. You say, you know what? I didn't like the band. I'm not going to give them their last installment. They didn't play my music list. My father didn't get to dance with me his favorite song. It wasn't perfect, and I'm not paying them. I say, the next time I get married, I won't use that band. How many days did the video take?
12 hours, about that, not even.
Just a minute. How many hours?
Not even. I want to say...
How many hours?
Probably closer to 8 hours total.
He has to get paid. He showed up. He did the video. He has to get paid. You agree with that, don't you?
Yes.
Absolutely. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,200. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Williams versus Anderson. Step forward.
Todd Williams is suing his former friend, Anthony Anderson, for totaling his car while driving drunk. Anthony is countersuing, claiming it was Todd's actions that caused him to get behind the wheel.
Mr. Williams and Mr. Anderson, before I get started on the two of you, I want you to know how much I personally hate drunk cases. I think that young people who go out and who have any idea that they're going to drink should get a car or have your mother drive you or take a bus, but certainly not go out in a car. Of course, this is what the case is about. You and your buddies went out drinking for a night. When was that?
It was December 31st, going into New Year's.
So New Year's Eve.
Yes.
He was one of the buddies. And then you went out for a whole night, and you got drunk.
Yes.
And your friends got drunk. And the next thing you know, according to you, your car is in a ditch someplace with all of you in it, and he was driving.
Yes.
And your car was totaled. Your insurance company paid everything except $900. So you want Mr. Anderson to pay the $900 and another $4,000 so that you could put a down payment on another car?
Yes.
I haven't had such a good laugh in a long time.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You want him to pay the fees associated with your DUI and punitive damages from pain and suffering.
Yes, Your Honor.
Is there anything that you would like to say to either one of them?
Don't drink and drive.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Todd Williams is suing his former friend, Anthony Anderson, for totaling his car while driving drunk. Anthony is countersuing, claiming it was Todd's actions that caused him to get behind the wheel.
Now, is there any part of this story that I just told that is incorrect?
No.
So there would be nothing that you would want to add to it?
I would like to add that, you know, we did go out. We all got, you know, inebriated.
Right.
You know, I didn't give him permission to drive my car. He took my car, and now it's total. You know,
that's what happens when you all get drunk. That's what you have insurance for. Now, as funny as that is, really, as funny as his complaint is, your countersuit is even more ridiculous. Because let me see if I understand this counterclaim. And I tell you, you could just nod.
Yes.
You're counterclaiming because you say that he breached your agreement to be the designated driver.
Yes.
And therefore, you had to drive, and because you drove, and you only had one drink, and you were sort of on the cusp of a DUI because the legal limit is 0.08, right?
Yes.
And you got a 0.08, right?
Incorrect.
What? That's what you say.
In the report, like when I first came, when I went to court for the situation by legal term.
Don't tell me what happened. I'm reading what you wrote. You said you got a 0.08.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, let's see what you wrote in your answer. This is your counterclaim. The legal limit was 0.08, and I blew a 0.08. I couldn't believe it when I got a citation for DUI. I had to pay a fine because of Todd's irresponsibility. You may nod now. Now is the time to nod.
Yes, Your Honor.
And therefore, you want him to pay you $2,000 because you want him to pay the fees associated with your DUI and punitive damages from pain and suffering.
Yes, Your Honor.
Is there anything that you would like to say to either one of them? Other than what?
Don't drink and drive.
And then? How about a goodbye?
Goodbye.
Why is that excuse? You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
His dog came out of nowhere, attacked my dog. I fell. His dog bit me also.
I did tell her I would pay her vet bill.
So why didn't you? The reason you're getting beat up is because you're making excuses.
Judge Judy.
We all got a little drunk, and I thought I was doing a responsible thing by not driving my vehicle.
She's a judge. She knows better than us.
Went into my pockets, keys is gone.
They were definitely in his pocket, and before we were walking out the club, I knew he wasn't drunk, and I asked him or told him that I was gonna take his car keys to drive us home.
And I just remember passing out.
I thought I was doing the right thing. I knew that he was more drunk than I was, and I knew he couldn't drive, so I was just being a good friend, looking out for everybody.
Slow down on the drinking.
Don't get drunk and drive, and slow down on the drinking.
I hope maybe we can gain our friendship back.
Now that Judy is done, hopefully we could just build on our friendship.